Hey, I've got some exciting news for you. For nearly a decade, the Social Media Marketing Society has been helping marketers like you to keep up with the changing times. This is our private community just for marketers, and the doors are open right now. When you join, you get access to ongoing training and become part of a welcoming community of marketers who are just like you. Learn more at smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Podcast, helping you navigate the social media jungle. And now, here's your host, Michael Stelzner.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me for the Social Media Marketing Podcast, brought to you by socialmediaexaminer.com. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner, and this is the podcast for marketers and business owners who want to know what works with social media. So I'm really excited about today's show. I'm going to be joined by LinkedIn expert Vivica Von Rosen. We're going to talk about the amazing mobile ecosystem that LinkedIn has and a lot of new developments that they've had and what it means for marketers. By the way, if you ever want to email me, podcast@socialmediaexaminer.com comes right to my inbox. And with that, let's transition over to this week's brand new discovery.
After mediating a crocodile family dispute, look at what Michael Stelzner discovered.
Are you one of the 430,000 people that get the Social Media Examiner email in your inbox every day? If you are, then you might have seen an occasional promotional email from us that has a countdown timer inside the email. Well, what I'm going to share with you is the solution that we use to do the countdown timer. And I originally discovered this from Michael Hyatt, and he's the guy that turned me on to this. But real quick, countdown timers, what it allows you to do is, let's say you have a sale that ends on a certain day. You can go ahead and in your email, you can show an actual live countdown timer that says how many hours and how many days are left, or just how many hours are left. And it does give a little bit of a sense of urgency to the message. So we use it all the time. And the solution that we use is called Motion Mail, and it's motionmailapp.com. Now, here's how it works. Once you get an account, and they have a free account where you can send 20,000 emails, and then after you're done with that, it starts costing money, and the prices go up from there. I'll get to the prices in a minute. But the way it works is they have a series of different kind of looks, if you will, for the countdown timer. You pick the one that you like, and you go ahead and put in the date and put in the time of the expiration, and then it will auto-generate basically a graphic for you, a little piece of code, an embed code. You put that embed code into your email, and it will generate an animated thing inside your email that will literally show the countdown movement inside the email. It is really, really slick. I've used it with great success. I know it works for Michael Hyatt because I see him using it all the time. They have different plans. There's that free plan I mentioned. For $10 a month, you can do what's called their bootstrap account, which means you can send up to 100,000 opens, if you will, a month. So every time someone opens an email, it triggers a load, and that counts. I do the startup one, which is 700,000 opens a month. And the reason I do that one is because we have a big email list. And that's $60 a month. And we don't mind paying that $60 a month because for us, if it helps sell a couple more, whatever we're selling, then it's totally worth it. So check it out, motionmailapp.com. Earlier in today's show, I mentioned the Social Media Marketing Society. When you join this exclusive community, you get access to marketing training covering everything from artificial intelligence all the way to YouTube. You see what I did? A to Y, all the way across the spectrum. Every month, we add fresh new training workshops on the latest marketing strategies. Join more than 1,000 marketers who are thriving because of the society. Here's what a fellow marketer had to say. Quote, "I've been so impressed with the content of the society. It's the deep dive I was wanting. Really glad I joined," unquote, said Dina Childs. Join today by visiting smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com. And with that, let's transition to something else that's exciting and new. I'm excited to bring you another behind-the-scenes segment where I bring on a member of the Social Media Examiner staff and we talk about what they're doing so you can see how we do what we do. Today, I'm joined by Kimberly Reynolds. She's on the marketing team. And Kim, what are you working on?
I am working on creating custom graphics to highlight some of our more high-profile speakers.
Awesome. So let's step back for a second and talk about the kinds of graphics we create for the speakers, and then in general, you know, some of the generic things that we do for them. And then let's talk about kind of what our new strategy has been with these new images and how we're going to be doing that.
Okay. Well, to start out, every year we create a square image that the speaker can use to promote the event on their website or social media accounts. And
what is it? Describe what it looks like a little bit.
Oh gosh, it's a big headshot, and then their names. Come see Mike live, and it gives information about Social Media Marketing World, the date, and
what do people do with that stuff?
I've seen them put on their blogs, their website.
They tweet them,
Instagram, Facebook, all the social channels, and you see a lot on Twitter.
So what we try to do, the strategy here, folks, is since we do events, we want to make it easy for our presenters to get excited about the event. So we create sometimes more than one size, right? A couple different shapes, maybe. Is that right?
Well, yeah. Well, last year we started doing a special size. It was roughly 1200 by 600 for Twitter. But now that Twitter allows any size image and square images look beautiful, we're just sticking with the square. It's very versatile.
Yeah, it's an image that can work on any platform, really, right?
Exactly, yes.
So we give all the speakers that, and we don't expect them necessarily to do anything with it, but it's custom designed for them, and when you get a nice, awesome-looking graphic that's got your face in it, chances are pretty good you're going to do something with it, and we do see people, some use it more than others, but so that's at the very basic level, and we've been brainstorming behind the scenes about how can we somehow get either our speakers excited about what's going on or our audience excited about who's speaking. So talk about this new thing that you're working on.
Main focus is to really let speakers that our audience may not know are speaking, we want to be able to highlight them and let everyone know, hey, they're going to be at Social Media Marketing World. So right now I'm working on custom graphics that have the speaker's name and two versions, one with one of their more popular quotes, if they have one, and another version that talks about their topic that they will be speaking about.
Okay, so the idea or strategy here is to create a custom graphic that showcases that this person is going to be speaking at Social Media Marketing World and what they're going to be speaking about. That's one of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is to create something that has like just a quote on it. And at that, how is that connected to the event?
Well, I put the hashtag on the graphic so that it draws it in a little bit. But really, it's we're so excited about all of these speakers, and some of them are just so brilliant and have the best quotes. So it's just nice to show them a little love and create something nice that they can repurpose.
So, let's throw a couple names out. Like, who are you? What are you working on? What faces and names have you been working on today?
Well, today I just finished up Vivica Von Rosen. Of course.
Well, she's the guest on today's podcast. Perfect timing.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Who else are working on today? It's kind of a blur. Chris Brogan. Just finished up Mari Smith. And the next on my slate is Amy Porterfield.
So what are we going to do with these images?
Well, we will share them out. For the conference event page on Facebook, I like to highlight a speaker each week. And so it's kind of like their week. They get their special graphic put up. We give a little bit of background information, maybe share one of their more popular blog posts or an interview, something like that, their podcast, maybe if you've interviewed them. And then we also like to do that on the other channels. Last year, we stuck mostly with the event page. This year, we're going to expand it a little more to more of our social channels.
Yeah. And, you know, the real strategy here is to instead of say to everybody, hey, you know, just the same message over and over again, go check out. Whoa! I don't know if you heard that, but
wow.
We just had major thunder here, and all the cars in the parking lot, their alarms are going off. That freaked me out.
Wow.
Okay, well, we have our first thunder on my podcast.
Hey, I'm glad I was here for it.
Anyways, gosh, what the heck was I, Oh, rather than just talk about, you know, the standard things every time, we want to showcase a little variety, you know, like we want to showcase the people that are actually speaking and give them some love. And by doing that, it also benefits us because it, you know, it gives them some love. It, we can share it across all of our social channels. It doesn't come across as really quote unquote promotion. Instead, it, for the event as much as it is the person. And it's kind of like a dual purpose. So, well, there you have it. A little behind the scenes on how we do things at Social Media Examiner. Let's transition over to today's awesome interview with Vivica von Rosen.
Helping you simplify your social safari, here's this week's expert guide.
I'm very excited to be joined today by Vivica von Rosen. If you don't know who Vivica is, she's the world's leading LinkedIn marketing expert. She's authored the book LinkedIn Marketing in an Hour a Day. She's the founder of LinkedIn to Business, which is a LinkedIn marketing consultancy. And she also does an awesome chat on Twitter called LinkedIn Chat, pound LinkedIn Chat. And that's the hashtag. And you can find that on Tuesday nights at 5 Pacific. Vivica, welcome to the show.
Thanks. You just aged yourself saying pound.
Yeah. What do I say? Hash?
Right. All the 20-year-olds are like, what's a pound sign?
Nobody who's 20 is listening to my show. No, I'm just kidding. I'll hear from them. Yeah. Okay. For everybody who's listening, we just like went for like 8 minutes and realized we didn't hit the record button. So
exactly.
That's part of the reason we're laughing so much. It's like, oh my gosh. Well, listen, here's what we're going to talk about today. Vivica and I are going to dig into LinkedIn Mobile. Yeah. What does it mean for marketers? What does it mean for business? LinkedIn has a lot of apps that chances are pretty good you don't know about. So Vivica, let's start by talking about at the big picture, what are some of the apps that LinkedIn has?
Sure. So the newest mobile app is just an update of the LinkedIn app that they've had for a long time, but it is awesome. And we'll talk about that more a little bit later. But it has a ton of other apps too, which, like you said, Mike, a lot of people might not know about. There are, you know, apps for jobs, job seekers. Well, it's called the job search app. There's a recruiter app for recruiters. There's the apps that came kind of with the companies that LinkedIn bought, right? So there's the SlideShare app. There's the Connected app, which is a CRM, a customer relationship management tool app. There are apps that are associated with LinkedIn's premium accounts, like, again, like the recruiter app, like the Sales Navigator app, like the Lookup app, like the Elevate app. There's Pulse, which is their newsreader, which, again, pre-existed LinkedIn's purchase of it. But, of course, they've changed it a lot to fit in with the whole LinkedIn community. And there's the new Groups app, which also I like a lot. So there are just so many different mobile apps out there now. They don't, they're not all available on all mobile phones. Like they're all available on the iPhone, but some of them, like the Connected app and I think Pulse and some of the other ones are not available on, like, say, an Android.
And we were talking before I hit record that they're not all that they're not all free.
No.
And some of, go ahead and elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, so if you have to pay for it on LinkedIn, you have to pay for it on mobile, right? So it's, you can download the, like I've downloaded the recruiter app, I've downloaded all the apps, but you can't actually get access and use the apps that are linked to paid accounts on LinkedIn. So like LinkedIn Recruiter, kind of goes without saying what that is, but it's the recruiter, it's the recruiter premium account on LinkedIn, has its own app. And then Elevate, which is a relatively new offer from LinkedIn, is kind of a company CRM system wrapped up in content management, wrapped up in content curation tool. It's pricey. So unless you're medium to large size company, you're probably not going to buy Elevate. So you're probably not going to use the app. But for the larger company, it's actually a pretty nifty little tool. And for those of us who don't have like a $25,000 a quarter marketing fee just for LinkedIn, there is an app called LinkedIn Lookup. And it's, I call it Elevate Lite, but it's just a way for members of the same or employees of the same company to exchange contact information, to connect with each other on LinkedIn, to maybe share some content. And it's almost like a little hub within LinkedIn itself. So that's definitely worth a look.
So real quick, so the Lookup thing is kind of like a little, I'm going to date myself again, but like an intranet for just employees to share stuff.
Yes. Got exactly. It. Exactly right.
Now, how does that differ from Connected? And is that a free app or no?
Yep, Connected is free, only available, I think, still on the iPhone. And actually, I was on it the other day, and it looks like it's taken away some of the functionality. But what it is, again, it's a CRM system, and Connected HQ was the company that LinkedIn bought. So it allows you mainly, and you've seen this all over the place, it allows you to see announcements. So if someone has had a birthday, if someone just got promoted, if someone changed
jobs. Is this the one that everybody uses before they go into a meeting to kind of get some intel on what's going on in their life? And is it purely LinkedIn, or is it all the social networks that they're surfing, so to speak?
It's purely LinkedIn.
Okay.
It didn't used to be. When it was Connected HQ, it was all of them. And for a while, LinkedIn allowed the others in. But now it is, unfortunately, purely LinkedIn. And they are putting some limitations. I notice you cannot do as much with it as you used to be able to do. But my feeling is that LinkedIn is actually either going to integrate Connected more into the main LinkedIn app, or they're going to build upon Connected and potentially charge for it as well. But that's conjecture. I have no idea, really.
Talk briefly about the Groups app, because I know that's one of the newer additions, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love the Groups app. Not so much a fan of the new Groups user interface on the website itself, because I find this extremely limiting. But what I like about the mobile app is it has this highlights tab. And the highlights tab shows me it shows me who has been interacting with my content. And I don't know why they don't really have an easy way of finding that on the website itself. But yeah, in the Groups app, you can do that. So that I really like.
When you say interacting with my content, what do you mean by that? Like who's liking it or whatever?
Liking, sharing, exactly. Gotcha. Liking, sharing, commenting on. So that to me is very powerful. And you can use the @ to tag someone now, which works most of the time.
Well, Groups used to be a pain in the butt in the LinkedIn app. It was totally limiting, right? I mean, it was five steps to get there, right?
Oh, yeah. It was completely useless. And just so you guys know, there is a Groups section on the main LinkedIn mobile app, but you don't want to go there. You just want to open up the mobile app on the Groups mobile app. And what's cool about the new LinkedIn app is there's like a little navigation grid. So if you're on your home screen on the top right-hand side, you can click on that navigation grid. And then you can really jump into any of the LinkedIn mobile apps. So from there, you can jump into your Groups app. And that's where you really can begin to connect and engage with your network, which again is a little bit harder to do on the main network now, unfortunately.
Have you tried out Facebook Groups app by chance or no?
I have not yet. No.
Okay, cool. Well, I haven't tried out the LinkedIn Groups one, so it'd be interesting to see how they compare. Let's step back for a second. Why do you feel like LinkedIn is finally getting their app game on, if you will?
Well, I think they're finally realizing, or maybe they've realized for a long time, that more and more people are using mobile. In fact, I remember at Social Media Marketing World last year, listening to, I'm totally spacing, can see him perfectly in my mind, Jason, thank you.
Yep, Jason Miller.
Right, Jason Miller talking about mobile usage, and that I think it had peaked, it had crossed over to like 53%.
Wow.
So now more people are using mobile than they're using the desktop, which is interesting because they are making the mobile much more friendly and approachable, in my humble opinion, than the desktop is. And in fact, they've changed the desktop to reflect the mobile in some cases, and it's not working. But I think that LinkedIn finally realized, yes, people are on their mobile phones, whether you're a business person or an employee or a marketing professional or a nonprofit, you know, if you are using LinkedIn, you are still using your mobile phone. And we need to make sure that our mobile phone is very flexible. Our mobile phone app is very flexible and conversant. And it is.
I wonder if you may not know the answer to this, but let's zoom in on the new LinkedIn app. And my first question is, which you may not know the answer to, is do you know if it works on a tablet?
And yes.
It does.
It does. And for a while it was doing, it worked on a tablet, but in the way that iPhone, iPad apps work on a tablet.
Right.
But they updated that maybe a week ago. And so, yes, it is.
Because a lot of people on their couch, I would imagine, are sitting there with a tablet, not a laptop, and maybe not even their phone, you know?
Yeah.
So cool. All right.
Landscape mode too.
Awesome.
So it wasn't doing landscape mode, and it's doing landscape mode now too.
That is awesome. Yeah. Well, let's dig in a little bit on the LinkedIn app. Like what are the new capabilities of it over the old one, and how is it, how is it better? So on and so forth. Let's just dig into it a little bit.
Sure. So gosh, there's the, what I like about it is even though you can actually dive pretty deeply into it, it's a very usable interface. So compared to the old interface, it's to me significantly easier to use, which means you'll use it more. And if you use it more, it means that you're staying in contact with your network more, which means hopefully more visibility, which means more business. So I think just the ease of use means we use it more, means more visibility, means more business. So that's probably one of the most important things.
Yeah, and I think we should probably stress, I've got it up while I'm talking to you here. It looks a lot like Facebook. And you know, that's not a bad thing really, right? I mean, that's one of the things I've heard over and over from people is it's amazing how good it is and how intuitive it is. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Facebook, except the navigational stuff is on the bottom instead of the top, right?
Right.
I mean, all the little numbers.
Icons.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And what's been your feedback? I mean, what have you been hearing from the world on this? I mean, I know you have your own opinions, but what do people think in general about this?
People are liking it. I've done a couple interviews and LinkedIn chats and blabs now on it. People are really liking it. There's still some minor limitations. For a while, you couldn't customize an invitation, but they fixed that. I think the only thing people are complaining about right now is that you can't really see the contact info. You used to be able to on the old app, and you can't see the contact info anymore, which makes me think that LinkedIn's going to be doing something with Connected. Like,
okay, now wait. When you say you can't see the contact info, elaborate a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sure. So when you're looking at another member's profile, even if they're a first level connection, you can no longer see their email address and their phone number. You can send them a message, but you can't email or phone them from the app. And you used to be able to. So that's weird. I think it's a conscious decision from LinkedIn to take that off because otherwise...
Oh, you think they're going down the Messenger route, huh?
I think they're going down... Well, they have Messenger. They integrated Messenger here. So I think they're going down the CRM route. I think they're going to pull that into the... I think they're going to pull that into the Connected app or somehow make that in and of itself a mini CRM system that, yes, we may have to pay for to get access to.
Huh. Very intriguing.
But that seems to be the only real downside. I mean, people are complaining that the groups and company pages aren't great. Well, you can always go to the groups app, and then they are great. And the company pages, meh, you know, they might come up with a new company pages app, would be my guess, with its own set of analytics and ability to engage. But until then, there's plenty to do on the app. I mean, the updates are easier to use, right? One of the things that I didn't like about the old app is it was really difficult to share an image. Like you had to use Evernote or use Dropbox or somehow. I mean,
it wouldn't take it off your camera roll. Huh?
Right. You could just take a picture and send it. Right. So you can now, which is really great for those of us who do a lot of conferences and do a lot of trade shows. You know, sometimes you want to take a picture with an influencer and tag them and post it. It's not that you want to go down the crazy lane with this. You don't want to be a stalker. But there are certainly times when it is beneficial to you and your business to be associated with a person, or there just might be a good reason for you to take a picture and share it. And the new updates make it so easy.
It really is, because when you're on the homepage, right at the top, it says share and photo.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, let me ask you this question. Since you brought up events, can you put hashtags in on the mobile device, and will it hotlink them so you can kind of like dig deeper on hashtags and stuff?
Yeah, you can put hashtags in, but as Jason said, because I asked him that, I'm like, what is with hashtags and LinkedIn?
They're not a big deal with LinkedIn.
They're not useful at all. Huh. They may go, I mean, it seems to me that is a next step for LinkedIn. They may be not they may be restricting the usability of hashtags because for some reason LinkedIn really restricts the usability of the search, and they don't want people to be able to search on hashtags for I don't know what reason, but that might be a reason why. But yeah, hashtags meh. But what you can do is tag people now, you know, like use the @ sign,
right.
Start typing in someone's name and you can tag them, and that, thank goodness, is available. It's a little glitchy right now. It works about, I don't know, 60-70% of the time. So just know,
yep,
LinkedIn's working on it. But
couple
but
quick
the fact
things
you actually can.
Couple quick things I want to, yeah, for those that haven't tried it yet. I mean, it does look exactly like Facebook.
Yes.
I mean, like if you woke up and I put this in your hands,
yeah,
you'd be thinking you're looking at a new version of Facebook. Like
exactly.
What it, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, everything from the way that it pulls in the big image and then it has the little text headline underneath, yep, it and the link. Everything about it.
Yep.
Looks exactly like Facebook. But what I want to talk to you about, which is a little confusing to me, is there's a couple different navigation controls across the bottom. There's home and there's me,
yep,
and then there's messaging, and then there's,
yep,
my network. So this,
yep,
is where I get confused. Like,
right,
what is home and what is me and what is my network? Can you help explain the differences?
Sure. So your home is similar to your homepage, limited, but similar to your homepage on LinkedIn. Think of it as where my updates are.
It's like my newsfeed, right? Is that what you're saying?
Like, it's my newsfeed. It's
okay.
Where I see updates. It's where I share updates. So yeah, it's my newsfeed. It's where updates live, pretty much. And what I like about it, again, is the algorithm seems to be smarter than even on, I don't know why they would be different, but the algorithm on my phone seems to be smarter than the one on my desktop. And what I mean by that is when I go to Pulse or when I go to the newsfeed on my desktop, you know, the content there is usually junk. I'll admit it. But when I go to my app, it's always people I know, and it's always good information. So I'm not sure what algorithm they're using now, but it seems to be more relevant to me on the app. So that's really cool. But that's the homepage. Think of homepage as your timeline.
By the way, do you know if they've had an increase in usage since they came out with this app? Because it's so visually attractive,
yeah,
I would think people would be more compelled to go into it, you know?
There's no numbers yet, but I would be strongly, I think as people discover, and it's so new, right? It's,
right,
it's what, less than a month old.
Right.
So,
right,
yeah, I think it's absolutely going to up the, I know I'm using it more,
yeah,
and everyone I talk to is using it more because it's easier to use. So I would guess absolutely, yes.
Okay, so when I click on me, I see all sorts, yep, of stuff that looks very different than when I look at my profile on the web. So maybe you can explain what this is.
And there's actually two pages of me, and I think that's confusing some people. So the first page of me is notifications about your content and about you. So it's people's interaction with you and your content. So it's people who viewed your profile. It's people who have viewed and shared your content.
It's kind of like mentions on Twitter.
It's like mentions on Twitter. It's exactly right. It's it's your notifications. Again, I never go to my notifications on the browser, but I do tend to here, and that helps me nurture relationships. Like as I just go in here now, I'm seeing things that I did not see on the browser.
Yeah, and this is a big marketing advantage here. We should probably state people because,
yeah,
right? I mean, like when you think about this, like you know, you like on Facebook, on Facebook, every time anybody does an action, right, you get a little red thing that comes,
right,
up. And this is kind of the same thing, except in one nice, pretty feed. So,
yep,
you can immediately say, thank you so-and-so for,
exactly,
looking at my profile. I mean, it's all sorts of actions, right? It's following me.
You get, yep, following me, who's viewed your profile. And what's cool is I find it extremely easy to just click on someone's, it's not that you can't do this on the browser, but to click on someone's name and invite them to connect. I mean, it's super, it's really easy to do from here. There seems to be less restrictions than there are on the browser. The other thing is that LinkedIn does have notifications on the browser, but they're so diluted with all the notifications about everything, like who's published that and who's liked that and who's looked at you and who's, there's so many that the actual updates on your notifications on your updates are diluted. And so that's one of the reasons I really do like this, the me. And then if you click on the little arrow, the little arrow on the right hand side, that takes you to the next page. And that allows you to actually do some light editing
Oh my gosh, that's almost invisible. That's intriguing.
I know, okay. I know. It's not that intuitive. I had to play around a while before I found
it. So for those that are following along, you click on me, and then and just right to the right of your name is a little tiny right kind of open bracket, and you click on that.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And what's neat is, though, once you're there, there's a couple things. So first of all, you can edit your profile. You can edit portions of your profile. So you can edit what they're calling the intro area, which they finally named it, thank goodness, which is your name, which is your education, where you live, your zip code, your professional headline, which is that little area right underneath your name, your summary section. And this is really useful because I cannot tell you how many times I've been at a conference, I've heard a great idea about something to do on my LinkedIn profile, and I'm like, oh, I have to go change my profile. And on the old app, you couldn't do it. Now on the new app, I can just go into me, click on that little arrow or that parentheses, go in and make some edits, especially to my summary section. So it keeps my profile super relevant, which is really important when you're at a conference or when you're at a trade show, or it's just important that you have a relevant profile. So that I like. The other thing is you can see your posts and you can share your publisher posts. So you couldn't do that.
I'm so glad. Yeah, because on the web, I could never find my activity. I could never find my posts. I knew they were in the feed, but I didn't know where they lived.
Yep. Exactly. So yeah, not only is it easier to find your posts here, but you can share them. And since, I mean, just in the month since this has come out, someone will say, oh, how do you do that? And, you know, I'll be at a conference or I won't be in front of my computer. And someone will say, oh, you know, how do you change your LinkedIn profile URL? And hey, what do you know? I got a post on that. So I just go into my profile, I find that post, and I share it to them and I tag them. And now I've shared it publicly, so it's gotten another share. It's getting more views, and I've tagged them, so they have access to it super easy, which also drives them back to my profile, which gets me more views, which increases my ranking, and there's just a lot of benefits. But yeah, the ability to see all your posts in one place and boom, share them on the fly is huge.
I've got a question for you. I'm going back, so I'm just on the me thing.
Yep.
And there's people that view my profile, and there's people that follow me, and then there's people that like and share and all that stuff. But the follow me part is the part I'm confused about, because I was always under the impression that, and this is just my old way of thinking perhaps, that my network was purely the people that I've agreed to have a connection with. But what's the difference between someone who I'm connected to versus someone who's following me?
Same thing as Facebook followers, right? So,
Okay. So on Facebook, you have to turn that on. Yeah. On LinkedIn, it sounds like it's on by default.
Yeah. And unfortunately, or fortunately,
how do you know
sure.
how many people you have following you?
You should be able to see it. So you can't see it, or I haven't been able to find out how to find.
Oh,
how to
here,
see
it
that
on, here it is. Here it is. Under your activity, it says the number of followers.
Oh, there you go. See, I actually don't even have that. So that's funny.
Yeah, it says 1,673 followers.
There you go.
And it's just it's on the page where you see your profile.
Right. That's funny because LinkedIn's just telling me who's viewed my profile and who's viewed my shares. So we're actually seeing something different, which is interesting.
Well, no,
oh, that's cool.
But it's
that's
not good. On it's not on where it says viewed your profile and viewed your share. It's on that little right arrow, the little arrow.
Oh, there it is. Okay, I see what you're saying. I was on the wrong.
It's just
page.
Below
yeah,
your
yeah,
activity.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay, so anyone can follow you, and the bottom line is they see your updates, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
exactly.
So the more updates you put into the feed, likely the more followers you get, and it's just like Facebook. So that's awesome.
Exactly.
Okay, so far we've talked about home and we've talked about me. What about messaging? What's different about that, if anything?
Everything. So here's the thing. On the browser, again, not a fan. I loved the old inbox on LinkedIn. It was, to me, so much more usable. However, on this app, the messenger makes sense. So it is literally, I think it's exactly like Facebook Messenger. I really do. So you can see someone can send you a private. It's private message. So messaging is private messages. It's the old LinkedIn inbox, and it's you just message each other back and forth. I'm not a fan because, like I said, you can't filter the way you used to be able to filter. Like I can't filter out invitations from group invitations from introductions. LinkedIn got rid of introductions from referrals from messages from in-mail. So they're all kind of clumped together. But it is easy to message back and forth. And what's also awesome now is you can add a photo very easily. So that's new, that you can add a photo to your messages. And emojis, you can add emojis too. Because, you know, everyone on LinkedIn wants to send emojis. But yeah, so you can add photos and emojis, which is pretty, you know, it's pretty cool. On LinkedIn, on the browser, you can also attach files. But so far, I haven't quite figured out how to attach files yet. I think that's probably coming. Or maybe LinkedIn just assumes you're not going to have many files on your phone, but you can attach photos and emojis. So, you know.
What I thought was kind of cool is it also is smart. So you start typing in the name and it'll just kind of, I don't know how to say this, autocomplete it.
It'll autocomplete. Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
So yeah, that's good too.
And do you actually, does it have an ability to turn on notifications so that how can I say this? A little number will show up on the LinkedIn app itself, or you'll get some sort of a notification on your phone that says you have a new message. Are you aware of that, or do you have to actually launch the app to see all that, to see the messages?
I think you have to launch that. It's funny because when you said that, I'm like, oh yeah, I get notifications because I've got an iWatch or an Apple Watch. So I do get my notifications on that, but I actually don't see it popping up. But then again, I don't tend to settings turn that on. So that would be, yes, you do. Of course you do. Yes, of course you do, because I have gotten notifications before.
Okay, cool. So messaging is super easy. You can use pictures, mm-hmm. emojis, and
just chat back and forth.
Very cool. Let's talk about the My Network. What the heck is that?
So My Network is where you. And again, this is where it kind of pulls in the Connected HQ. So this is where you get to see your announcements and congratulate people for getting a new job, which is meh. It's also where the people you may know section is, which is unique to LinkedIn, I think. It looks at your network. It looks at where you've lived and companies you've worked at and says, hey, you might want to meet this person too. The downside of the people you may know is you can't customize the invitation. So that's kind of a problem, in my opinion. If you look up at the top right hand or top left hand side, rather, that is your invitations.
Yeah, and it looks like two little people with a red dot on it.
I know. It's not.
Which is not intuitive, but the red dot at least got me to click on it, you know?
Exactly. And the two little people are the same two little people that are on the browser. So that's they're pulling over that branding, I suppose. Here's what's really, really, really good about invitations on the mobile, not so much on the browser. You can easily see if someone has customized an invitation. You have to be a magician and a contortionist to figure out how to do that on LinkedIn browser. I mean,
it's awesome. It's like you see the whole message and you can reply right there within the invitation, which is cool.
Exactly, and that was my point. And then you can hit reply before you ever accept it. And then, of course, it's easy to accept them as well. And you can just push on the person's name again, and it'll take you to their profile. So you're like, maybe I don't want to connect with that person. Or, oh my gosh, yes, of course I want to connect. And then I can go back to invitations, and I can reply to that person. It's way easier to do on the phone than it is on the browser. And then once I've replied to him or her, I can hit the little checkbox and we're good to go. So that I love. And the other button is your connections.
That's kind of what I would have expected to show up for my network, but you have to push a couple buttons to get to it, you know?
Exactly, which is a little weird.
Here's the question. What are these little brief cards that come up at the top? Okay, so when you pull up My Network, like it says 9 new updates from your 398 connections, and it says like, here's one guy's work anniversary, and it looks like I can swap to the, I can kind of pull to the left or right or something like that?
Exactly. So, and I accidentally just said congratulations to someone, but whatever. So the Connected HQ that I was talking about, when LinkedIn integrated it into the browser, they one of the big deals was this little announcements feature. So everyone who changed their profile, whether they actually had a new job or not, you got an announcement that they got a job or they're having a birthday or whatever.
Right.
And so it's a really again, it's for those in-between times, you know, when you're standing in line, when you're sitting, you know, on the subway, when you're in the elevator, it's for those in-between times. But it's surprising, depending on the updates, like who you congratulate on their new job or who you congratulate on their new birthday, it can lead to a conversation. And I remember I was talking about the Connected HQ app before it was ever part of the mobile family. And one of my clients in Canada, she used it and said, you know, she saw an old boss of hers, I think it was, and said, oh, I see you have a new job. Congratulations. And he said, oh my gosh, we haven't talked in 5 years. How are you? Let's do coffee. No, they didn't get married. But when they had coffee, he said, you know, what are you doing now? And she explained what she was doing now. And he said, oh my gosh, I've got an RFP I think that you'd be interested in. I'm going to send it to you. So he did. He sent her the RFP. She applied for it and she got a $3 million contract.
Wow.
Right? Which never, ever would have happened if she said, oh, congratulations on your new job. I'm not saying that every time you get on LinkedIn Connected or get into this update.
Well, I guess that's right? the key point here is to maybe update your profile every once in a while, right?
No, exactly. And say congratulations because literally it's a touch, right? It's a boom. Congratulations, right. Especially if you actually know the person, because I'm connected to some people I don't know. So it is a really, really, really great way to stay in touch with some people. And it's that one touch, right? They say you need 7 touches to create a sense of trust with someone. So it's one of the 7 touches. It takes literally seconds. Why not do it? And yeah, so it's just sitting there in your updates.
Okay, the logical question that's going through my brain here beyond what you just talked about is, since LinkedIn is integrating with our camera roll, are you starting to see people get more personal on LinkedIn and start sharing things from their life? Like, I don't know. I mean, because like, you know, I mean, it kind of, what's on your camera roll but your life? You know what I mean? So I'm curious, is it getting a little more like Facebook? Are people actually saying, like, here I am, here's my awesome dinner that I just had, or, you know, is that stuff happening yet?
Oh my God, I hope not. I'm not getting that yet at all.
Once people discover that, I mean, like, about it. I mean, they're not just going to take a picture of their office or the party. You would imagine they're going to start sharing other personal stuff up there. And I wonder how that's going to fly, you know?
Exactly. You know, a lot of people complain right now, even about some of the infographics and some of the shares on LinkedIn's timeline. So people will get unfollowed if they share too much trivial stuff.
Right.
There will be stalking and, you know, some kind of nefarious communications, I'm sure. Hopefully people still understand that LinkedIn is a business networking site,
right,
and they will keep it business related. But yeah, there'll probably be some food shares. Yeah. And actually, as you mentioned that today, I was on the phone with my Infusionsoft person, April, and we were talking about microphones because I literally have 7 microphones. And I didn't think to share it with her on LinkedIn, right? I went into Messenger and I shared it with her on Messenger, but I did take a picture of my 7 microphones. So yeah, as people get trained and understand, but I think right now people are still not even really trained to use Messenger. So A, they have to get trained to use Messenger on LinkedIn, which ironically is the same name as Facebook Messenger.
Now is that a separate app?
No, it's the messaging.
Oh, okay.
It's the little center thing there.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought LinkedIn was going to come out with a separate app. I like it embedded. Like, I don't like the fact that you have to jump back and forth on Facebook.
Right.
You don't really. I mean, it's navigable, but I like it being right embedded in.
Okay,
you
know, in the last couple minutes, Vivica, just because we are running up against the end here, do you have any little content tips for marketers? You know, because now that we have this ability to very easily put updates out on our phone, you know, what are some things that we could be doing to kind of get seen in the feed of LinkedIn now that this mobile app makes it so convenient and easy to do? What are you seeing in your feed that's interesting and creative? Because in the past, it's just been, here's a link to my blog post, right? Where is this going? What are your thoughts on this?
Well, you still want to share your content. You just want to add a little bit more content to your content, right? So if you are going to share a post, if you are going to share an update, you do have again, a faster on-the-fly opportunity of tagging people, of mentioning people. So I think that's gonna increase communication and visibility, which, you know, I guess I'm sounding a little bit like a broken record on that, but I think that is the main and key part here.
And then responding to people is more easy, right?
And responding to people is easier. So yeah, the whole communications is just so much easier. I think the more that you communicate, the more that you engage, the more LinkedIn's algorithm's gonna like like you. So I think you're going to show up more and your key content is going to show up more. The other thing that I think is important is those other apps that we started this interview with are very important. Like the Groups app is very important. The Connected app is very important. We didn't even touch SlideShare. Oh my gosh, SlideShare is so powerful. We'll do another whole gig on SlideShare at another time. But you know, the ability to navigate in and out of those other apps and use those other apps potentially for marketing, which is another 6 hours worth of content. But you know, that easy navigability, is that a word, between between the apps is so important. It all comes down to ease of finding, connecting, and engaging with people. If you're in an event, you know, connect to them right away. Don't grab their card and go, oh, I'll connect to them when I get back up to my room. No, they're standing in front of you. Send them an invitation right away. You know, what are they going to do? Ignore it? Maybe, but hopefully not. And then, of course, once they're connected to you, now you have a better opportunity to engage and build that relationship and build that trust and hopefully build that business.
Okay, I got it. A couple shot fire quick questions, okay?
Yes.
Quick answers because I want to get through them.
Okay.
First one is video.
Yeah.
Is YouTube still the preferred video channel on LinkedIn?
Yes.
Okay.
You can use others though.
Like Vimeo as well.
Vimeo as well. Yeah.
Okay, but there is no upload of video or anything yet.
Not yet. Okay. Although, you know, having said that, you keep talking. I'm gonna check something here.
Okay. Well, when I was looking at the camera roll, I didn't notice whether or not it allowed me to upload video or not. So, you know, that'd be really curious, wouldn't it? So while you're checking that, the next question is scheduling. Is there any kind of penalty if we use scheduling apps to get our content on LinkedIn? Like we know there is on Facebook, or at least we've been told there isn't, but there has been in the past, you know? So yeah. Said another way, if we use like a Hootsuite or whatever to push our content over to LinkedIn, does that limit the likelihood it's seen in the LinkedIn feed?
It doesn't limit the likelihood that it's seen. It can come across really weird looking. So that's just something to be aware of.
Oh, really?
It
won't look as good? It looks better if you manually post it.
It looks better if you manually. I did discover a new tool called Sociomonials, Sociomonials, which is phenomenal. Yeah, it's phenomenal. So okay. that is the one tool I've discovered that will allow you to share photos and hold that integrity.
Is the feed curated now? Meaning, if you follow me, do you automatically see everything that I post in your feed, or is it a limited feed, so to speak?
It's limited still. It's curated for sure. They say it's not, but it is.
What about publisher? Does it look any different on the app than it does than the other stuff that's posted?
Well, you can't create. It's going to look a little. It's going to be squished down like all things on mobile are,
okay.
And the image is going to look a little bit different. You can't create a publisher post on the app yet. I'm hoping they come out with they are coming out actually with a publisher app. So for right now, though, you can only share published posts that you have already created.
Were you able to determine if LinkedIn does upload video or not? Probably not, right?
I'm thinking no. I'm looking at
everything. Let's err on the side of reason and say no.
Let's err on the side of reason and say, yeah, it doesn't look like it is allowing me to. Although you can use GIFs now.
Cool. Yep, and do they autoplay?
They seem to autoplay. They did on mine. Yeah.
Very
yeah,
cool. Which was so, all right. I could go on and on and on with you for hours, Vivica. But instead, I want to give people a chance to find out where they can learn more about you, because you do have a book, you do have a LinkedIn, Twitter chat, you know, where people can connect with you.
Yeah.
So what's the best way for people to find Vivica von Rosen?
You know, if you go to @LinkedInExpert on Twitter, I'm there.
Let's be clear, the AT LinkedIn expert or the at sign?
At sign, thank you. At okay. sign LinkedIn, thank you very much.
Yep.
At sign LinkedIn expert, I'm there. If you Google LinkedIn expert, I think my LinkedIn profile is still the first one that shows up. I'm Vivica @LinkedInToBusiness.com. Feel free to send me an email.
One more time, Vivica @ and then LinkedIn to business.com.
And it's Vivika @LinkedInToBusiness.com. I do have the book LinkedIn Marketing in Our Day. I actually have two more books coming out probably first quarter. So 101 Ways to Rock Your, I'm with my friend Dana Steele, 101 Ways to Rock Your Content Marketing with LinkedIn and 101 Ways to Rock Your Personal Brand with LinkedIn. So keep an eye out for those.
Awesome. And where can they meet you in person? In San Diego?
Oh, they can meet me in person in San Diego. yeah, absolutely. I'm going to be at Social Media Marketing World. So yeah, I would love for you to come to my session and grab me after and check me out at the bookstore, and hopefully my books will be done by then. Ooh, that gives me something to focus on. Yeah, just come grab me and say hi. And
Vivica is very approachable.
Yes, and we'll talk about how much we all.
And she doesn't hide in a closet when she's done speaking. She's very out there, very accessible. So Vivica, just first of all, thank you so much for being a friend of myself and Social Media Examiner, and for bringing all your knowledge to us today. I know that on behalf of my listeners, it was awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. It's absolutely my pleasure.
Well, I hope you found a lot of value in today's podcast. If there was anything that we mentioned and you missed, don't worry. We take very detailed notes. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/183, and that's where you can find all those notes. Also, if you're new to the show, hit that subscribe button on whatever your podcast player is. And by the way, would you let your friends know about this show if you like it? It helps us grow, and we'd love, you know, to grow, obviously. We'd love more listeners. This brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Social Media Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner, and I'll be back with you in the driver's seat next week. I hope you make the best out of your day, and may social media continue to change your world.
The Social Media Marketing Podcast is a production of Social Media Examiner.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.